This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Christina Thomas. Last week, the U.S. Attorney in Little Rock announced the first ever conviction by his office for sex trafficking, and he said there will likely be many more convictions in the future. As Maggie Carroll from our content partner KUAR in Little Rock reports, it happens much more than people realize.
This will be specific to the adults, because we'll have to have a double door here.
That's Louise Allison, founder and executive director of the local organization PATH, Partners Against Trafficking Humans. She's walking me through an old church in Little Rock that is being renovated and turned into a shelter for victims of sexual abuse crimes. They also have a shelter in North Little Rock. As Allison showed me around, she shared that she herself was forced into prostitution at the age of 14. 2 years ago, she founded PATH to work against pimps and traffickers and help girls and women in difficult situations.
I don't want the girls that are going through the nasty things that I went through to have to live 30 years of darkness, hiding behind the guilt and the shame of something that they didn't choose to do. And so here I am.
It's estimated that there are 27 million slaves living in the world today. Forced labor is one form of enslavement, but an increasing number of cases reported involve sex trafficking. It's federally defined as commercial sex acts that are induced through force, fraud, or coercion.
When we first started 2 years ago, every place I went to speak, people were shocked that human trafficking really took place in America, much less Little Rock, Arkansas.
Allison is quick to point out that those targeted are the most vulnerable of the population. Lisette Yang, a forensic interviewer at the Children's Protection Center, says oftentimes immigrant women agree to come to the U.S. in hopes of money and are tricked into paying off massive debts through sex.
They never see money. It's very rare. And if they do, it's really nothing. For a traffic victim, let's say if the pimp is getting $300 to $500 a night, maybe the traffic victim get maybe $10, $20. If they get that money, because like I said, it's an eternal debt. You owe me thousands of dollars because I brought you here, or because I got you this job, and then you owe me for the food you're eating, so it's like a never-ending debt.
Yang says most people don't realize that sex trafficking is happening, or if they do, they are scared to report it.
Indifference is really the worst crime that we, as a society and as a community, we're doing, because it's not just about protecting myself, it's protecting our community, because you don't know if somebody that you know is going to be next.
Local organizations are working alongside national and international nonprofits to spread awareness and provide needed services to survivors. Truckers Against Trafficking is a nonprofit that trains truck drivers to look for and report signs of enslavement. They look for women who are not speaking or ushered in and out of vehicles. Executive Director Kendis Paris says calls and reports have increased in Arkansas and drivers are using what they've learned.
We find that encouraging that there's an increase of calls, so hopefully law enforcement is responding to these situations and traffickers will realize that Arkansas is not a friendly state, that this is not a place where you do this.
Last week, the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Arkansas, Christopher Thayer, announced that a Little Rock man, alleged to have been a pimp and a trafficker, was convicted in federal court on one count of sex trafficking. It was a first for his district.
It has been there for some period of time, and that the biggest reason that some of these cases are coming forward is awareness.
He says awareness is on the rise, but many people don't know that sex trafficking could be occurring in their area. Lisa Richardson is co-owner of the Sparrow's Nest, a nonprofit resale store in Little Rock. 20% of its proceeds go to the PATH organization, and she says the store is raising awareness in the community.
I would say 99% of the people that walk through the store had no clue until they came in the store. They think that it happens abroad, you know, especially in Asian countries, but they have no idea that it's right under their noses.
The nonprofits and law enforcement agencies emphasize the importance of prevention, awareness, and post-trauma to help potential victims and survivors of sex trafficking. Louise Allison, the director of PATH and herself a former victim, wants girls and women to remember their worth.
You're valuable. You're well-loved. Don't think that what's going on around you defines who you are.
In Little Rock, I'm Maggie Carroll.